Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and I just really felt the need to speak what was on my heart. I'm sure that there are many people that do struggle with depression or anxiety, or sometimes you might feel disconnected from people that you know in your environment. You feel lost and unloved, or whatever the case may be, but I'm just here to tell you that you are loved and you are appreciated, and you are not here for no reason. And there are many people that love you and care about you and that want the best for you. Even if it doesn't look like it right now, you might have to remove yourself from certain environments. But for the most part, you are amazing. You are strong. You are loving. You are patient. You are beautiful. You are kind. You are prosperous. You will be prosperous. Sorry. You will have purpose, and you do have purpose, and you will fulfill your purpose. And things might not be where they need to be right now, but trusting the process is something that God has shown me in many different ways. And I just really wanted to share that with someone else, because it's so easy to pay attention to the bad thoughts and the negatives of stuff, but just as easy as it's been with that, because it's so easy for us because that might have been all we've known or all we've been surrounded by. But just as easy as it is to look at the negative, it's even easier and more beneficial for you to look at the positive and the things that make you happy, and the things that other people might not have gotten the chance to experience. We might take what we're experiencing as, oh, you know, it is what it is. But realistically, there are people that didn't wake up this morning. There are people that died doing something that they love, but they never got to see it through. There are people that will never get to see their loved ones again. And I don't want it to be like a boo-hoo situation. Like, I really want to emphasize on the fact that you have so much to live for. And if you don't live, how are you going to experience those things? And I'm saying all this because depression is something that comes with many different symptoms. And we might deal with different ones at different times, or whatever the case may be. And lately I felt like I had been getting to a point where, I don't know, I just didn't see a point in being here. And on the outside, people might be able to see things differently. I'm really a loving, caring, nice person, always smiling and stuff, and I don't do that to fake it or to hide anything. But for the most part, deep down, there are still pieces of me that I'm not completely okay with just yet, and I haven't figured out why. And I'm sure that there are other people that are like that as well. And with me sharing this, I'm hoping that I'm able to tell you something that might keep you here, or that might make you feel like you deserve to be alive, or that you have so much to offer to the world that you might not see right now. And just to try your best to remove negativity from your mind, because there's a reason why these negative thoughts are popping up in your head. Is to keep you away from thinking positively, is to keep you down, is to keep your talents and your beliefs suppressed, because it's not good enough, and you're not good enough, and you keep messing this up and you keep messing blah, blah, blah. Messing stuff up isn't a bad thing. Failure isn't a bad thing. It's a lesson. Because if you keep doing something repetitively, say you just learn how to skate and you've never skated before in your life, and the first time you get on your skates, you start falling all over the place. And you build this momentum in your head of, no, one day I'm not gonna fall anymore. One day, if I do fall, it's gonna bring me one step closer to the point where I am not gonna fall anymore. Like, just paying attention to the process. It's a process. Everything is a process. But if you don't start it, and if you don't start to want better and to think better and to do better, then you're gonna stay in a cycle. And after that cycle continues, you might not be here anymore, and you've wasted your whole life worrying about the ifs, ands, and buts of failure. But you got this. It's okay to fail. It's okay to not see the full picture right now. It's okay to not understand certain things right now. Only thing that we need to pay attention to is the things that we can control in the present. But you deserve life, and you deserve love, and you deserve peace, and you deserve someone to be there for you, and you deserve to be happy. But that's all I wanted to say. I hope you have a good day, and I hope that this helps. Bye.